Hello, and welcome to this podcast. This podcast accompanies the review article titled Real World Evidence, Bridging Gaps in Evidence to Guide Payer Decision. Decision makers, particularly regulators and payers, consider the growing body of evidence from randomized controlled trials and real world studies to make informed decisions about healthcare. We will be speaking with the authors of this article, Dr. Melissa H. Roberts from the University of New Mexico College of Pharmacy, and Dr. Gary T. Ferguson from the Pulmonary Research Institute of Southeast Michigan, to address questions related to the applications of real-world evidence in payer coverage decisions across therapeutic areas. Drs. Roberts and Ferguson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Dr. Roberts, let's start with you. Could you give us some insights into the factors that payers consider important for making healthcare decisions?
Sure. Healthcare payers want to maximize the health of their populations, but they face the challenge of how best to allocate resources in that effort. To aid in resource decisions, they use information about health outcomes that come from various sources. In our study, we reviewed literature relevant to payers, real-world evidence, coverage, and reimbursement. Based on the literature we reviewed, randomized control trials appear to be the preferred source of data for payers' decisions. But we also saw that payers make use of systematic reviews and meta-analyses to assess the robustness of findings across sources. Overall, payers consider safety, efficacy, effectiveness, U.S. FDA approval status, availability of alternatives, and acquisition cost of drugs to be important factors in formulary decision-making. Although randomized control trials continue to remain critical for coverage decisions, payers also value the confirmatory evidence provided by long-term real-world studies, especially for high-cost treatments. They value both the clinical and economic aspects because the reality is that they must consider both in their decisions.
Thanks. That's very useful, Dr. Roberts. Randomized controlled trials must differ from real-world studies to a large extent. Dr. Ferguson, what are the key differences between these study types, and what factors should be considered when interpreting results?
Well, you're correct. Randomized controlled trials and real-world studies differ with respect to study design, data collection methods, and other characteristics. For instance, randomized controlled trials have highly restrictive inclusion and exclusion criteria, strict monitoring, frequent follow-ups, and high medication adherence, plus the assess of efficacy, which is the ability of an intervention to produce the expected results in ideal circumstances. By virtue of these characteristics, randomized controlled trials have high internal validity and data quality. However, these results are often of limited value, as they may not be generalizable to most patient populations, since patients and their behaviors in randomized controlled trials are seldom reflective of real-world populations. Real-world studies, on the other hand, apply minimal inclusion and exclusion criteria, have longer follow-up intervals, and often have clinical monitoring and medication adherence paradigms typical of real-world patient populations. Thus, real-world studies assess effectiveness, which is the benefit of a treatment in a real-life clinical setting. It is important to recognize that real-world evidence tends to have lower internal validity, lacks robust quality control of data collection, and is susceptible to multiple sources of bias when it comes to comparing outcomes. Therefore, results of randomized controlled trials should be considered side by side with those of real-world studies to obtain more meaningful evidence for clinicians and payers alike. Importantly, pragmatic clinical trials have features of both randomized controlled trials and those of real-world observational studies, including randomization and prospectively collected, clinically relevant, real-world data from routine clinical practice, and can provide additional clinical evidence for patient care.
Dr. Roberts, in the light of the limitations of each study type, how can real-world studies bridge the evidence gaps that exist from the payer's perspective?
Well, a relatively small proportion of randomized controlled trials are head-to-head active comparator studies, partially because it is not always feasible for all treatments. Real-world evidence can help fill this gap in evidence by providing insights into the comparative effectiveness of drugs in routine clinical practice, especially evidence from claims databases. These large databases allow comparisons of treatments in specific patient populations that cannot be evaluated as easily or comprehensively in smaller clinical trials. Registries and public health surveillance databases are other sources for real-world evidence. These databases allow researchers to identify safety signals and adverse events associated with a drug during routine clinical practice. Real-world studies also help in evaluating adherence and persistence to medications outside of a RCT setting. This is especially important in the management of chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, and respiratory illnesses. When you consider payers' growing interest in long-term treatment costs, especially the high upfront costs associated with many drugs, real-world studies are a great resource for payers to help them assess not only the costs, but the benefits of treatment decisions. The importance of patient-reported outcomes in informing treatment decisions is a growing area of interest, and real-world studies, given the minimal monitoring and follow-ups in their study designs, are ideally suited for these outcomes. Finally, long-term real-world studies can help identify unmet treatment needs in patient subpopulations by providing information on clinical characteristics and/or biomarkers associated with varying responses to drugs across therapeutic areas.
Thanks. That makes a lot of sense. Dr. Ferguson, what aspects of real-world studies do you think will be sufficient to meet payers' data needs?
Well, as highlighted by Dr. Roberts, real-world studies provide long-term comparative safety and effectiveness data from head-to-head comparisons while providing current standards of care, which is very valuable information for payers. In addition, real-world data on prescription patterns and medication adherence, healthcare resource utilization, costs and economic endpoints, and patient-reported outcomes would also be useful to payers. However, gaps still remain between payers' expectations and available real-world evidence. Payers still need data from randomized controlled trials, but also need confirmation or results from real-world studies. Moving forward, one can hope that pragmatic controlled trials can assume a more prominent role in payers' decision-making, considering their preference for randomization, appropriate comparator arms, and clinical data that are validated in real-world populations.
Well, while it's clear that payers could use real-world evidence to make data-driven decisions, are there any challenges to payers in using real-world data?
Yes, there are. The number of clinical trials and real-world studies continues to increase, and at the same time, study designs are becoming more complex. Many times, assessing the quality of a study, determining if it's a well-designed study, could pose challenges to payers. The degree to which real-world evidence will be used by payers is not clear and will differ between payers. For example, the FDA is evaluating the potential use of real-world evidence for decisions on new indications for drugs and has published a framework for using real-world evidence in effectiveness decisions. Efforts like this, as well as other published guidelines on using real-world evidence, will be valuable resources for payers in their decision-making.
It appears that real-world studies could assume a bigger role in the payer's decision-making. What do you think are the highlights of the review article?
Although payers rely primarily on randomized controlled trials, they do recognize the value of well-designed real-world studies when assessing clinically meaningful endpoints, gauging the impact of specific interventions on the quality of healthcare, and making appropriate formulary decisions. Our review provides insights into factors considered important by payers when making formulary decisions, based on a literature search looking at broad terms related to payers, real-world evidence, and payer experience studies. We then discuss how real-world evidence can be used and what payers need and expect from future real-world studies. We hope that the audience will find this information useful, and we suggest you check out our review article for additional details. Thank you.
That's all for this podcast. We thank you for listening, and we also thank Drs. Roberts and Ferguson for participating in this podcast and sharing their insights on the role of real-world studies from the payer's perspective. Please refer to their article in Pharmacoeconomics Open, and if you wish to contact Dr. Melissa H. Roberts, please do so at mhroberts@salud.unm.edu. Bye now.